Kelly Kay. It's a video from the past.
Yeah, so I just went digging back in the camera roll, right? My daughter was like, oh, hey, can you find an older picture of you? She was making a video or whatever. And then I just started, you know, going down memory, rediscovering all these old videos that we had taken of her playing with her dad. Yeah. And this is from like 2017.
Yeah, this is a while ago.
It's a while ago. And they used to play all the time in the basement. We had this, she had this little princess cash register.
Right.
And so, and they had a little plastic shopping cart with their babies. And dad's on the princess phone with one of those. And it's just, they're playing out this little scene where he's kind of like a little cranky.
At the checkout.
Yeah, he's at the checkout. He's a little cranky, disgruntled customer, and she's checking him out.
Why is he a cranky,
disgruntled? I don't know. They did different scenarios. Sure. This one is where, and we thought, wait, maybe this could be a training video.
Be nice with that baby.
I'm being nice with the baby. I'm just rocking her a little bit. I'm here at the store.
By the way, do you hear the slaps of the baby's head? Okay, anyways.
This is kind of shaking the baby a little bit.
Yes,
is this for the baby?
It's none of your business if it's for the baby. Lady, just ring it up, all right? I've got this girl here. She's a trainee, all right? I don't know what her name is.
Okay, so he's on the phone, and he's talking about
phone,
your
like,
daughter.
To his wife,
right.
Ava Grace, thank you. Okay.
You should be nicer.
I'm never shopping. No, I'm never coming back here again.
That is not very natural.
We can hear you just
listen. Be nice.
Listen, be nice.
Put your bag in the car.
Fine.
See, now you've made her angry.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's got to match energy.
Yep. Well, I hope to get home here in at least a couple of hours. Are we almost done here?
I mean, she is ringing up things twice,
many people
triple times.
Mentioned in the comments, she seemed to be double, maybe triple scanning.
Yeah.
Which could be lending to his
attitude. Did you apply my coupons? I got two of those, okay? They were on special, 2 for 1. You got that right.
Okay.
All right, here. Ring it up.
Her little sweet voice is so cute.
Put some on the cash.
$10.
Give me $10.
That's
all that.
All that
$10.
$10.
I just gave you $10. Here, put it on the card. Put it on the cash. Is your manager here?
Put it on the card. Put it on the cash.
She puts the credit card in the cash register.
Absolutely.
And he's like, what?
We use cash and credit card.
Can I speak to your manager?
No. He's in trouble.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
That, a lot of people were just like, what's the backstory with the manager? Why is the manager in trouble?
Some of the comments, she was nice at first, but had to match his energy.
Yes, 1,000%.
For sure. The scanned, she scanned the same item multiple times. Check your receipt, sir.
He didn't get one.
I knew he was going to be a difficult customer by the way he rocked that baby.
Yeah, it was aggressive.
I was going to say, the comments rolled in on
they
that.
They did. They didn't
and
disappoint.
You just happened to hit a pocket of the internet that loved that.
Like, looking at the stats, like 99% of the people that chimed in and watched this video do not follow me.
Yeah. Well,
like, they just happened to find it.
Right, they found it.
It caught a wave on the internet and people jumped on board.
Another comment, is it for the baby? It's none of your business. Sir, she was just trying to make small talk.
That's where it took a turn at moment.
I know.
Because you heard her say, be a nice customer.
Right. Seems like she's had a long shift.
She did. Yes. Well, and then in part two, you understand how has been working.
Yeah, we'll play part two coming up. But a lot of people rolled in.
It was even more shocking than the first episode.
Yeah, literally thought this was a scene with Jason Bateman for a second.
Yes, and so many people rolled in said he sounds and looks like Jason Bateman. So far, it's got 570,000 views.
I know. This is wild. And then
insane.
People rolling in. As a former grocery store cashier, this gave me flashbacks.
A lot of people are triggered. They're like, listen,
listen,
so real life.
Your husband was actually being
legit. He's the male Karen. Yes.
Yeah. Nerdy hippie. She was nice at first, but had to match his energy.
she turns to me at the end.
She had to bring
says,
the sass.
Go home, lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, to be fair, I was lurking and I didn't buy anything.
That's
I deserve that. This is great. We're just kind of like, every day I'm waking up, I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So anyways, part two coming up. And
I've
does
57 followers, though.
And it does have a tragic ending for Kelly.
It does. It's a shocking twist.
So this is,
nobody saw coming.
So this is the rise and now the fall of Kelly Kay.
Oh,
So this video that Kelly posted of Ava and her husband has blown up on social media, on Instagram, on 99.7 DJX.
It grew some pretty big legs, and it's still running.
Yeah, so she is a cashier. She's worked a long shift.
Yes.
Disgruntled customer checking out is your husband.
Yes.
We're now to part two.
Yes, and he's a nicer customer. And, you know, this is kind of starting with maybe, might have been a slight moment of possible shoplifting attempted. But she starts to overshare a little bit. And then a shocking twist.
Did you scam this for me?
How long have you worked here?
740 hours.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Okay, that is.
You're on a 48-hour shift?
Yeah, I've been working for a long time.
Oh, wow. 48-hour shift.
So I've been working a long time.
I was going to say, that these people have me running my fingers to the bone here.
I have no idea.
So hard working, sir.
It is. Do you have any family?
No, I just work here alone.
Oh, works here alone. That's sad.
Wow, that is tough. You're working a long time. That's right. You're by yourself.
By yourself. You're working. Look.
Dang it.
Relatable.
Yes.
Relatable.
I know.
You work here alone with customers?
I have a friend here.
What do you want to do when you get older? Are you going to school?
Well, I go to college when I get older.
You go to college?
My mom told me that. When she died.
I'm sorry, back the truck up!
Did she just kill you off?
What? We're killing off mom?
Did you just...
In the backstory?
Did you just get killed off in her story?
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna... She told me I should go to college when she died.
What?
That's tragic.
Your mom died?
Wow. That took your husband by surprise.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
My friend is left behind me. She's always on my side.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good thing she's got a good support. She's got good support.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Ava's got good support. That's good.
Why are we killing off your mother?
Like, she gave you a look like, you shut up, lady. You're dead. You don't talk.
She's like talking to a ghost.
Yeah, she's like, you don't have lines.
I was a little kid. And she fell into a hot lava.
Oh, yeah, you gotta watch out for that lava. You gotta watch out for
my demise in hot lava.
Look, you around Louisville, you gotta watch out for the hot lava pits.
Apparently. And I tried to save her by pulling her hand, but I ripped her hand off.
I ripped her hand off.
Okay, so she tried to save you and pull you out of the hot lava.
Yes.
But she ripped your hand off.
That must have been a tragic, tragic scene to experience.
This kid was destined for the stage.
Yes.
Wow.
She fell in the hot lava. What? Where were you in hot lava? Were you in Hawaii?
Where did you go?
Did you keep her hand after she fell in hot lava?
What a question. Wow. Yeah, listen, what customer is going to ask that?
You ripped it off. What'd
like,
you
this
do
is your
hand?
Mother. This is. Did you keep the hand? Like, who asked that question?
Yes, my husband. Only just a mom robot.
Oh, she's just a mom robot.
She actually did.
Yeah, she did.
All right.
She did.
She was a mom robot and you kept her hand?
Yeah, but that's the only thing left.
That's the only thing left. She's keeping my memory alive.
You know, some people have urns. She just has a robotic hand on a mantle somewhere.
I don't understand. I don't know whether to be immensely proud of her imagination or creativity, her improv skills, or to call a therapist. Why are we killing me off in hot lava? Like, where did she get that idea?
Well, listen. You were never a part of the story.
No, I wasn't.
And so she had to come up with your backstory as to why she was working alone and working 48-hour shifts.
Yeah, and whose mother would allow her to work for 48 hours by herself at that age.
Well, a dead mom.
Yeah, apparently. A dead robot mom.
Who
with
died
a missing hand.
In lava. So,
wow.
All right. So, yeah, if you want to see the video, like I said, it has gained a lot of traction.
It's insane. The saga is on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the original, and then I've linked part two with my tragic death.
It's such a wow. What a way to go.
Hot lava?
Hey.
You know, how horrific.
I know. That would be bad.
Of all the ways that I was, stabbing's one of them.
Mm.
And hot lava
is
probably up there because ouchie.
Yeah, that would be painful.
Dang it.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show.